John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He's an author, he's a musicologist, he's the man who gave us If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 lyrical lines that helped define the 70s that you can find through Amazon.com. He's the one and only Chris Epting. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning to the one and only John DiBella. Thanks for having me, man.
You are always welcome here, you know that. As a matter of fact, I really should, let me play these chimes over here to get us in the right mood, because we're going to talk about the Doobie Brothers and Blackwater, which I questioned Tom Johnson about this song, because if it's supposed to be about the Mississippi, that's brown, that's not black. All right, I just want to clarify that.
Look, this song has a lot of poetic licenses taken, obviously, but the story behind it is really cool. I love stories about songs that are sort of accidental hit records, and this is probably the king of them. This whole thing started when Pat Simmons was noodling around in the studio, and the Doobies producer, Ted Templeman, said, hey, you know what? That's the basis of a song. You should write that. So a year later, Pat's down in New Orleans, band's on tour, they have a day off, and he's doing laundry, takes a streetcar uptown, and gets inspired to write this little thing called Blackwater. Now, here's the thing. It was a B-side of Another Park, Another Sunday. It was never intended to be a single. And even if you write the B-side, you still get the same royalty, right? Because it's a number of singles sold.
Right, okay.
So you wanted Blackwater on there, which it was. Well, lo and behold, a little radio station in Roanoke, Virginia, situated near Blackwater River, flipped the single over and began playing Blackwater as a tribute to the local river. It was like a little local secret they had. But fans went crazy over the song. And little by little, in 6 months, this thing exploded and became the Doobie Brothers' very first number one record. This is after Listen to the Music, after China Grove, after Long Train Running. Those were not number one records. This was the first one.
It is so hard to believe that all of those other songs, which have so much power, have so much energy, that a simple little, you know, boopity-doop kind of song came along, and this was their number one hit.
It's crazy. And there's something about it, though. You know, radio was so eclectic in the mid-70s that a song like this could find itself on top of the charts. I think it's a real testament to how great radio was in the mid-70s. Because it really is a strange, like you say, radio at that point was a lot of power pop, a lot of really hard-driving songs like the Doobies were creating. But this was the one that just captivated people. It was almost like the antithesis of all the other hit records.
Now, being a man who likes to pick out particular lines from songs, what does the rain have to do with this song? Why is Pat Simmons so caught up with the rain?
He told me that New Orleans, to him, has always been such a magical place because how the rain can move in so quickly, and you'll have this deluge, and then the sun is out a minute later, and there's something about the magic in the air. When a New Orleans rainstorm hits, it just brings out color, like, instantly. And he said, you know, he always carried his little pad around, and on the streetcar that day, the rainstorm inspired him to write the song.
Well, you know, the streetcar's coming by because the chimes are beginning to get even louder now. It is Blackwater from the Doobie Brothers. He is Chris Epting, and we're Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.